Why are businesses like HelloVit choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVit.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, November 21st. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Nokia is investing an additional $4 billion in U.S.-based manufacturing and research and development in partnership with the Trump administration. The move comes as the Finnish telecommunications company looks to capitalize on the AI boom and follows a $1 billion stake by NVIDIA. Nokia said $3.5 billion will go to domestic R&D focused on AI-optimized networking technologies centered at Nokia Bell Labs in New Jersey. Another $500 million will be spent on manufacturing and R&D in New Jersey, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Nokia is the latest company to increase its domestic AI spending under the Trump administration. Anthropic, OpenAI, Oracle, SoftBank, Meta, and Apple have all announced significant commitments since January. Pony AI's net loss will likely narrow and the bottom line will turn around in 2028, driven by large-scale commercialization. That's according to analysts from UOB Kay Hian in a note. They say China is projected to capture nearly 60% of the more than $507 billion global autonomous mobility market by 2035. Pony AI is targeting to have 10 to 15% of the global market share by 2030. The analysts added that the company's robo-taxi services are gaining momentum in major global cities. Finally, the Securities and Exchange Commission dismissed its case against SolarWinds and its chief information security officer yesterday, ending a years-long legal battle that had unnerved the cybersecurity industry. The SEC sued SolarWinds in 2023 after the software company disclosed a major cyber attack in 2020 that affected thousands of customers and dozens of federal agencies. The watchdog alleged that the company made false and misleading statements about its cyber risks before the hack and in its investor disclosures afterward. The case marked the first time securities regulators went to court with civil fraud claims against a public company that suffered a cyber attack. It was also a rare instance where the regulator pursued a senior security executive. SolarWinds said the dismissal was a welcome vindication of their position. The SEC declined to comment beyond court filings. And that's a wrap on your TMB Tech Minutes. Check back Monday morning for more.